You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds like Hello Paul to me. Comes in 8 seconds into this. Listen to what it changes to.
We have...
Don't worry.
LSD.
To start registering on some retinas.
It started from just below the planet Jupiter, and it travelled down at an angle.
Which what?
Why?
Magicalism, whatever it is.
LSD.
Lawrence.
If they saw anything, what they saw.
Mysterious space-time curve.
It shapes the entire universe.
Every point could equally well be the center.
I shall find you, I shall have you, I am coming back to you.
And the light from that crater is being bent by the presence of this gravitational lens. It is bending space around it.
Disorientated by the effects of the
LSD
and copious quantities of hashish and mescaline.
The boundary between the soul, the mind, and the body.
Beauty is true beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all ye need to know.
Revelation.
Worship and liberty and love.
LSD. LSD.
Me? I am not just evil. I am extremely evil. I am the most evil of all evil.
That's no alien. That's my brother Wayne.
The realms of Pluto.
Deja vu.
A 100 billion stars.
In a phenomenally hot, extraordinarily condensed primordial atom.
I invoke thee, the formless one. Thee that hast created the earth and the heavens. Thee that hast created the light and the day.
You want to take drugs, you want to expand your consciousness.
And there is no time like the present.
Nothing strange, weird, or out of the ordinary happening today.
What ideas?
Robotic insects.
Slightly strung out, fully blissed out.
Stoned in my keeper. Wonderful feeling of euphoria.
Gone too far, you're out of control.
We were testing intravenously, in myself.
You need a bronchodilator.
And these will act very quickly, within a matter of seconds to minutes.
And the effect will last for several hours.
And the extract from this plant they called Mahong. And Mahong, as far as one can tell, did seem to be...
LSD.
This curvature that it forms at the end of itself.
I'm going to explode
the early levels. Wisdom God.
Yoga.
The gods have started appearing.
The doors of the seraphim.
The boundary between the soul or the mind and the body.
Sensation which started at my chest and spread my fingertips and toes and back my head.
Silvery flowing.
LSD.
Keep wondering what on earth is going to come next. You know, I'll fall and my hair by this time, of course, was standing on end and was...
Rub-a-dub-dub, 3 men in a tub. How do you think they got there? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. They all jumped out of a rotten potato. Twist and laugh, now make a man stare.
So we got some guinea pig hair and we brought it up and made a soup of it, and then I inhaled this
soup to see what would happen.
He actually tried one of these chemical substances before he actually inhaled the guinea pig fur.
A huge burning mirror.
Gleaming.
Outside space time.
Now this creature produces a giant sperm.
It shapes the entire universe.
Thousands of babies have now been born with
LLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLL
substance,
that it may be a sea of LSD from which God had created all things.
Be brought out of this.
It is a place of joy and bliss that God has given to thee and me.
Teach them in tongues of fire. Do you believe dreams can come true? Is it the dream that is troubling you?
A man came to me. Not a man, something like a man. Down below he was on fire. Upwards he shone like bronze. God is in the breeze.
God is in the
message.
God is in the
psilocybin.
God is in the
peyote.
God is in the
THC.
God is in the
MDA.
God is in the
Jimson weed.
God is in the
Amanita muscaria.
God is in the
Rios diabolica.
God is in the
LSD, 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 LSD,
riding off together on a banana horse to the land of mad
magical invocations.
Magical and monstrous.
My number one. That doesn't kill me, makes me stronger. Even the dead can talk. I am drinking stars.
I measure my mind.
Jerusalem syndrome.
A psychological condition which makes them believe they have some sort of
divine.
Living is okay, and dying is fine. It's just the transition you want to watch out for.
LSD.
LSD.
LSD. LSD.
We've been self-medicating for hundreds of years.
Sensation which started at in my chest and spread my fingertips and toes in the back of my head, wondering what on earth is going to come next. You know, I for, and my hair by this time, of course, was standing on end and was, I was bright pink.
And a lobster. You were saying
people are getting out of their heads,
floating out of the world,
individualized
states of getting out of it,
wonderful feeling of euphoria.
Can I just stop you a second? You haven't taken something, have you?
Drugs can be used medicinally and spiritually and religiously and recreationally in ways that give people pleasures and result in no harms whatsoever.
The way it's all collapsing. The way it's just extending into the nothingness. 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 The nothingness.
Every point could equally well be the center.
The energy density of matter.
Does the infinite universe mean that there
is? It started from just below the planet Jupiter, and it traveled down at an angle.
Hurdy-gurdy mushroom man.
Empty space itself has energy latent.
A mechanical duck that was made in the 18th century that could eat and also then excrete its food.
A toy that can artificially crap.
I got an owl with antlers.
Crap.
There are many other universes.
Till liberal inquiries have told us these things,
told us.
Death experience.
Even the dead can talk.
Corporeal destruction. Acid adult flower child.
The unreal images.
Tinted and airbrushed.
Morphed.
A rag soaked with nitrate dangling from my back pocket. There are a million likenesses of me. There are a million likenesses of me. Coursing through the electronic arteries of the internet.
I'm as sexual as any being can be without being gendered.
Men, women, hermaphrodites,
you're all the same to me.
Every narcotic I've taken, every feckless and abusive sexual act I've indulged in,
all that's resulted have been,
more images of myself, distorted images, pornographic images. Do you believe in sympathetic magic? Pure sympathetic magic.
Simultaneous efflorescence was unnatural.
The sheer eccentricity of which defied
even my most perverse imaginings.
He was smoking a cigarette in a green jade holder from which came the unmistakably sweet, marbled, organic odor of opium.
Eternal happiness.
Satchidananda. Sat means God, Chit means the individual self, Ananda is bliss.
When God and the soul merge.
Andrew,
Prime Ministers with righteousness. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life.
I want you to take your cucumber plant and have a little introductory chat. To lie to your cucumber is to lie to yourself.
Then I just lost the plot. Acid addle flower child.
You're such an anal potato!
What he did was give them all LSD.
And my eyes were opened.
Smoke and mirrors.
Mirrors and blue smoke rolling over the surface of highly polished mirrors.
A huge burning mirror.
Mary,
who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people.
Turn off your mind. Remain high. This will ensure transcendence.
To live for a time close to
great minds is the best
kind of education.
Wonderful feeling of euphoria.
Money-spending experience.
Drugs that are connected to the brain or soul.
Synthesized.
Das Fassadak
is... Jumping to half-sadak.
Worship and liberty and love.
I'll stubble a gut past a nasty itchy stage.
Accept, enjoy, merge, glorify, with your ego behind you, your brain can't close.
Why are we here?
What seems to be the key to life on this planet is
LSD.
Finding other ways that life could be.
My son, the world is your lobster.
It sounds bizarre to say this now.
Tantum evaculum amabat societatem. Amen.
How does the spark ignite it into life?
Sentient. Conscious life.
For things unknown, there is no desire.
How can I tell you what I think until I've heard what I'm going to say?
Give people a chance to find out about themselves and see how they, what their personalities are, and then also to see what issues they might have with different personalities.
Interplanetary, interpersonal harmony.
Gay Nazi bikers for Christ.
Wow, that's a bit of a... That's an extraordinary sight.
The sky is struck solid. The water is ink. The mountains are lights that go on.
The patient may have 40 or so plaques connected to them.
Your neutralness, it's a beige alert.
And we see
a gentle swell. A recently discovered volume was forgiven.
The sea
single loss of life.
What he
said. Like it to discover something else.
And we're tuned in, we're very dropped out.
George, don't do that.
Human beings are almost unique in having the ability to learn from the experience of
LSD. Foolish, fluffy-headed person.
Very dropped up, 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 very dropped up.
Useful idiots.
Yet to happen, you see.
We will find many useful idiots to further our cause.
Everything that happens to us is our responsibility.
All this play without reality of genuineness.
We know very little about the human conscience, except that it is soluble in LSD.
I thought you were well-minded to have
LSD.
For 2 years, I stayed at home in some strange limbo.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Well, it's what you would like the doctor to order, which is, you know, to...
LSD.
I will do as I'm bid. Bid me stay, bid me go. Bid me go to the devil, I care not.
Physicians of the utmost fame were called at once, but when they came, they answered as they took their fees, there is no cure for this disease.
Abase yourself before him, go on your belly like a serpent, eat dust, assuage his wrath. Yet who can stand against the will of God?
He was too old to die.
Only his mind is filled with such fantastical notions. One morning I woke with a strange presentiment.
What have you there? A book of nerdy riddles?
It made me laugh.
A filthy, wool-stockinged bastard.
He stood robed in black.
I direct your attention to this ancient and mysterious tablet.
LSD.
Caught you!
I saw you looking at the atom.
So? I look at lots of atoms. Okay, I'm cooperating.
How can I live my life when I can't tell good from evil? In a three-dimensional network or crystal, which is of immense stability and strength.
Where there is danger, fear, or doubt, chance. Scream and run about.
What's this?
Actually, she wasn't my girlfriend. She just lived next door and never closed the curtains.
I heard a laughing river, streams of consciousness, saw your head thrown back in song. If you could hear the drum beats on my mind.
Oh, child. The powers of direction cannot be used lightly.
It cannot happen. We've said it can't happen and we wouldn't want it to happen.
Attempts to create a humanoid which would bleed.
Hey, robot, what's your serial number?
3370318.
No way! Mine's 2716057!
Artificial flute player. Computers and robots which have the capacity to think.
Transferential psychotherapy.
To the south of it. To the north of it.
With sufficient powers. Good news, everyone!
I've caught the toaster to feel
LSD.
Hey, buddy! Yo! You mind taking your head off?
There's also lots of stuff out there. Really don't know what it is. Rain bomb. Be kind to the poor soul that cries in the crack of the pavement because he has no body.
It's known to be different.
We've all been trained to be afraid of the madness. The madness. The madness. The madness.
The ideas of the general population are not that scary.
And I think it's actually okay to have fear of unpredictable behaviors, and everyone does.
It used to be the case that we didn't know what the sensible psychological treatments were, and now we have very good
LSD.
I found that in psychotic states, I was open to forces which I construed as coming from beyond myself.
And that these were very similar to feelings that I had
in spiritual states of mind.
I feel that the spiritual aspect of psychosis is not focused on
people who have a delusion or
who have hallucinations.
Hot lesbian biker bitches on acid.
I had to smile the other day. I was looking through some LSD.
We spoke earlier to God.
We know that people should be offered
a range of different medications until they find one that suits them.
Earth shine on Metabius.
God is completely out of touch with Middle England.
The agonizing pincer jaws of heaven.
I sat in my mother's still room and brewed LSD.
The peace of God, partial understanding.
When the going gets tough, the tough get LSD.
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
Eyes so transparent that they permit your soul to be seen.
Banana skin and stone manipulator.
Highest perfect wisdom.
Never trust a man with short legs. His brains are closer to his bottom.
Gnomic wisdom here.
A door has to be closed before it can be opened.
Something in the brain.
Those who have butter on their heads don't walk in the sun.
A little marijuana in the bathroom?
Said my mind's eye, I kind of half-see this with mental ants of figures crawling everywhere.
Great life. Springing from the center.
We realize that the lives are disordered, that there is no order, that there is no master narrative, there is no master plan.
That dualism, that contradiction is what it is to be human. To be caught between controlling the wilderness and being controlled by
who is the destroyer.
Creation is part of that destruction. In order to create something, you have to destroy something.
A shape is given to
something that's essentially shapeless, a human life.
And it's like some great, vigorous shoot bursting out of a seed pod.
Like some Russian doll, inside us lies a tiny yet powerful bud of reverence for nature and its mystery.
trees. How long does it take for a piece of wood to say, oh, I think I'm going to become a seed pod?
The wildness about nature began to become revered.
Then there was a seismic shift.
A mysterious thing happened.
This was my biggest surprise.
Intuitive, poetic level of experience.
The more we look, the more we find spiritual delights.
Out of the fire rose a phoenix.
Sweet zombie Jesus.
Not waiting for a message from beyond.
Is this space Pope reptilian?
We've all been trained to be afraid of the
my insides were empty, except for this
LSD. This fed our brains in a way that allows them to develop. What a pleasant life
might be had in this world.
Acid adult flower child. Acid adult flower child. Acid adult flower child.
Oh, this is the greatest nanosecond of my life. No, this one is. No, this one. Wait. That one was slightly worse.
We know that the French famously, you know, quite happy to use suppositories. In fact, they seem to love using suppositories. Whereas British people hate putting things in their bottom.
Ram it. I poop you. Just fuck. 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 Just fuck.
Deja vu already seen. Deja vecu
already lived. It could be Deja Lu, Deja Lulu,
or Deja Entendu. There's even Deja Honolulu, Lulu, 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 Lulu. It is the same death eternally. Inborn, inbred, engendered in the corrupted humors of the vicious body itself, and that only. Spontaneous combustion.
There was plainly some devilry going on.
We're passing wind the whole time.
The yellow moon lay on the green land of the tongue, and the water glittered with silver.
What is it? Hold up the light. Oh,
horror.
He is here.
Shagrat and Gorbag had come to blood.
Constantly come back in your mind.
Well, first we clean the area around your vagina. Not necessarily because it's dirty, but we have to have a sterile area to
Then we use some jelly, some lubricant jelly,
and insert the tube into your bladder. There's a little balloon on the end of the
tube, and we blow that up so that
helps the tube to stay in place.
It sounds a little icky to us as we think about that. But, you know, I don't think it's any ickier than people putting Botox in their foreheads to get rid of their wrinkles. Whether they're really emotions or whether they're just simulated emotions.
They're not autonomous emotions. They can't be.
They're emotions that are generated within the machine from its interaction with the
LSD.
LSD. LSD.
LSD. A miracle could still happen. The facts could start to move, to assemble, to release a secret, as roses release perfume in the rain.
With the doctor's letter about my history of drug abuse. The letter was 4.5 pages long, with 3.5 pages devoted to listing the drugs I'd abused.
They're not autonomous emotions, they can't be.
These stars were about 1,000,000 times as bright as our sun, and intensely hot, emitting ultraviolet radiation in great amounts. And the importance of that is this sort of radiation can ionize the gas between the stars much like an electric current ionizes gas in our fluorescent bulbs. And so I imagine the universe glowing with a bright blue glare at this epoch.
Socrates was sentenced to death on the charge of being an evildoer and a curious person.
Emerging from darkness
to light.
You might decide that you want infrared vision at night and have a connection into the visual area of your brain to give you that.
These objects came on, we believe, all over the universe, like lights on a Christmas tree. They all raced through their life histories relatively quickly, so they would have all been exploding, we think, roughly the same time.
Pulse apart, 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 pulse apart.
Everything above them could rock.
Come on, get real, wake up.
Yeah?
Stop dreaming, face reality.
Wake up and smell the curtain.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Wait, now I'm in my washpot of Edom. Will I cast out
my shoe?
Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. I fling my shoes at Edom.
Philistia is the target of my anger.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all, after all, after all, after all. Don't ask for the moon. We have the stars, 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 stars. Let the shipwrecks of others be your sea.
For things unknown, there is no desire.
What we are comes from how we interact in the world, how we're brought up by our parents.
By building a robot this way and trying to emulate all the neuron anatomical structures and go through the development process, we're trying to understand better how we come to be and how we develop.
There's a fish larva here. The long wormy type thing.
Marjorie, marigolds, mouse, moving marble. Mary mole, making molehills. Midnight moon. Majestic.
Find a space of your own, move your head, and look
everywhere.
Join in when your teacher tells you.
It's your turn to walk like a sow.
Man.
Magic mirror. With my magic mirror, I can see.
LSD. 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 LSD.
Sometimes I hear sound. Sounds
like a fire.
It sounds a little
icky.
The brickwork changes
color
just as a
pattern without any meaning or any
visual quality to it.
The lack of reality.
Football do not disappear without reason. Cats do not split into two, and shoes don't act differently when we're not looking at them.
Don't you see? To understand that mystery would be to understand the pattern in all human life.
We all share enough complex gray matter, areas of activity that respond
to pleasure. Stimuli.
Indeed, we're designed by evolution to seek pleasant experiences, 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 pleasant experiences.
There the apparatus, here the conclusion, in between.
Doctor's letter about my history of drug abuse. The letter was 4.5 pages long, with 3.5 pages devoted to listing the psychedelic drugs that abused.
The divine methodology. If we could grasp it, we would have a formula to win the whole world to our side.
Sometimes the energy is very strong. It feels very strong to be there. It feels very strong, powerful. You feel like an energy is coming up through your feet. Strong. It's strong to be there. And moving up through your body and out. and moving up through your body and out, and other times it's a place out, and other times it's a place where energy is coming, where energy is coming, where energy in through the top of your head and going out and out and out and down, down, out and down, down through your body. So it's also a place where the energy, sometimes is very swirly, a lot of movement, a lot of chaotic energy can be there. For me, the goddess is the source of all.
Chaotic energy can be
a sound that you hear is something very unique, which is not just sound to the air, but it goes deep down to your feelings. And it changes your feelings, it changes your whole atmosphere or your perception of, changes your life there, or your perception of life, life there, or your perception of life there, or your, changes your perception.
It's cannabis stalks on it, and they'll pile into the tent and have this sort of hemp sauna and come out sort of screaming with pleasure, 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 screaming with pleasure.
Part of an enlightenment program to understand the mind and how it works, and how the higher functions of the mind, like the imagination, for example, can be influenced by material causes.
Interesting, because I must have assumed the basic assumption was that we were chemical, and chemical input would change the chemistry and therefore the mind itself, and therefore influence not only where we thought, but all the combinations, including imagination.
There's a wonderful moment where Davy gives a lot of nitrous oxide to one of his patients in Bristol and says, well, how do you feel? And the chap says, well, I do not know, but very queer. And David is distressed that that's the best that we can come up with for describing and explaining what's going on inside our heads. So he and the poets get together in this search for what they call the language of feeling.
A whole new range of textures and colours and smells, tastes and experiences. There's an absolute moral equivalence between an idiot Englishman stupefying himself with the gin and an idiot Turk stupefying himself with opium.
The man who spews truth from every orifice.
Havelock Ellis, who in 1896 is becomes the first person to take
masculine peyote capsules.
You know, in his
You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Now, I don't know if this next clip is going to mean much to our American listeners, but if you go to my blog, you'll find out that I reveal Suti is God.
Friends, we are gathered here today to mark the passing of India's favourite children's entertainer, one half of a comedy duo that educated, entertained and inspired many little children right across the globe. I'm talking, of course, about Sati of Sati and Sweep. What's that, Sweep? You want to light the funeral pyre? Well, okay, but you must be very careful. I'm only letting you do it because there's a grown-up around. What's that, Sweep? Do I know what Sati means? Well, not totally, Sweep. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, well, 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 Sweep. It just goes to show what a strange old thing tradition can be. You want to throw Sue on the fire? It's traditional?
Oh, Mr. Kumala, I don't think I could do that. It would ruin my nice new Punjabi suit.
She does have a point there, Sweep. She won't worry about a charred Punjabi suit when she's dead. She'll achieve nirvana by preserving her purity by self-immolating in the flames from Sati's body?
Oh, Mr. Komal, Sweep knows full well that bride burning was outlawed years and years ago, and all the children here think it's barbaric, don't you, children? Oh, that Sweep is making mischief, Mr. Komal. Sati only applied to wives, and I wasn't even married to Sati.
What's that, Sweep? Stone the adulteress to death? Okay.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Take that.
The next clip is the actor, National Treasure, Dudley Sutton. You may know him as Tinker in the TV series Lovejoy. Here he is, tripping on a film set.
One day, I'd never tried it before, and I dropped this tab of acid. And everything was going a bit hazy and a bit weird, and colours are going and all that. And suddenly there's a rap on the door, and I have to go on set. And I'm playing, thank God, a deaf mute. And I'm driving a hearse, an elaborate hearse with black feathers all over it, across the desert with Stella Stevens lying in a coffin behind. It's pretty heavy going, this film. And they built a little village just outside the suburbs of Madrid on a piece of very cheap real estate. Just beyond it is the United States Air Force Base. So underneath the horses' bellies, you can see the F-111s taking off, which, when you're tripping on acid, is a bit confusing. Anyway, I have to sit on the wagon, and the two horses are there, and I've got a rifle in a sheath, double-barreled gun, and the director comes up, and he says, right, now, when I say action, I want you to take the double-barreled gun, and I want you to fire two shots between the horse's head, straight ahead. Put the rifle back in the sheath. As you come down, pull your two guns. As you go across the square to the church, I want you to fire one, two, three, four into each corner. I want you to drop your guns. I want you to go into the church and up to the first level of the church tower, where you will find four pistols on the windowsill. I want you to fire each of those into each corner of the square. It doesn't matter if they don't go off. We can put the sound on afterwards. I went, oh dear. Because by then the horses had all gone kind of pink. And they were talking to each other in Spanish. Saying, hasta la vista, baby, or whatever they say. And I was a little confused. And I had this extraordinary image of seeing an Errol Flynn pirate film years and years ago, where they bring one ship alongside another and they throw these grappling irons down. And I thought, if I can get my grappling irons down, I can understand what the director's saying. So I said, would you say it again, please? He said, sure. Clunk. Fire your two barrels, you swing around, you take the rifle. As you come down, you pull your guns, you fire them each corner, you go up to the church, up to the windowsill, and you fire them. Great, I got it. And I kept the grappling irons going in my mind, and I got done, and they said, action, and I thung. And this wonderful rhythm started for tung ta tung ta tung ta tung 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 down off the wagon, tung 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 down. One, two, three, and four. And dropped the things and through the church door, then up the steps. They'd gone purple, but it didn't matter. Up on the windowsill, there's the four guns with the boom and a boom and a boom and a boom, and none of them worked, and it didn't matter. Cut it, print it. Thank you, Dudley, you can go home. Amazing.
I'll let the poet Ian McMillan introduce the next one.
The song that's often treated as a comic tour de force, but which is in fact a tragedy of Shakespearean proportions. I refer, of course, to the dour and lugubrious psalm Ilkley Moor Bartat, which explains a lot about Yorkshire miserableness, and which my Uncle Charlie would often sing to me when I went to his house on a Sunday for my tea. He'd sing it just before Sing Something Simple came on the radio, so there was a kind of double horror. It's going to be read tonight in true horror fashion by Mr. Fine-Time Fontaine.
Where hast thou been since I saw thee on Ilkley Moor, Bartat?
Where has thou been since I saw thee? Where has thou been since I saw thee? On Ilclamore, Bartat. Thou's been a courting Mary Jane. Thou's been a courting Mary Jane. Thou's been a courting Mary Jane on Ilclamore, Bartat. Thou's bound to catch thee death of cold. Thou's bound to catch thee death of cold. Thou's bound to catch thee death of cold on Ilclamore, Bartat. Then we shall have to bury thee. Then we shall have to bury thee on Ilclamore, Bartat. Then worms'll come and eat thee up. Then worms'll come and eat thee up. Then ducks'll come and eat up worms. Then we shall go and eat up ducks. Then we shall have eaten thee on Ilclamore, Bartat. Then we shall have eaten thee. That's where we get his own back. On Ilclamore, Bartat. That's where we get his own back. That's where we get his own back. On Ilclamore, Bartat. On Ilclamore, Bartat. On Ilclamore. Bartat.
And I'll say goodbye with Maya Nakao, Sherrock number one.
いつでも任せる憎い人だけれど大好きなんだから仕方がないんだわ燃えるよその目がラブラブラブラブ松見の心の嘘を晴らしてくれる この胸ラブラブラブラ思い詰める苦しみをそらしてくれる Matsu Aida.